Welcome to the Store Builders Podcast, the place where we talk to industry experts and successful store owners about what it takes to build a thriving e-commerce business. Every episode, we deliver the raw, unfiltered recommendations that will catapult your store to new heights. Ready to get serious about expanding your e-commerce empire? Well, then let's get to work.
I'm your host, Ryan Cowden, and this week we're joined once again by Chris Lemma. On this episode of the Store Builders Podcast, Chris and I discuss the ways booking and scheduling solutions can optimize your business as a store builder. As a store builder, there are always demands on your time. As your caseload grows and your business expands, scheduling and organizing your time becomes more important and more difficult to do. One way to protect your time is to think of client calls as appointments. Asking clients and associates to schedule appointments puts you back in control of your schedule and reinforces the fact that your time is valuable. On this episode, you'll hear why everyone needs appointment solutions, the questions store builders should be asking, some of the top options out there and how to figure out which ones to use, and where things can get tricky. If you're looking for more ways to protect the value of your time, then this is one episode you won't want to miss. There's a lot of actionable advice in this episode, so grab something to write with because you're going to want to take notes. As always, I'll be back on the other side to wrap up any loose ends. So without any further ado, here's my conversation with Chris Lemma.
Chris, welcome back. It's good to see you again, man.
Good to see you. How are you doing, Ryan?
I'm doing great. Thanks. So today I want to talk about appointment booking. And this is something you normally hear about when you hear of like psychiatrists or hairstylists. Is this something that everyone needs?
It's a lot more than just those two professions. So we think of those professions as appointment oriented, right?
Yeah.
So if you're a store builder and you're talking to someone and they're not one of those professions, you likely think, oh, I don't need to ask about this. But the truth is, there's a lot of people who are providing some form of education, consulting, one-on-one phone calls, coaching, and they all want to book revenue against it. And so what happened, right, is I was working with a client. We're like two-thirds away through the discussion and appointments have never shown up. Because also, by the way, they don't think about it as appointments, right? They're not thinking about it as appointment slots. And so they're just more like, oh, and also like what if someone wants to deal with a phone call? I'm like, what? Tell me what you mean by they want a phone call. Do you mean you want to bill people for a phone call? Yes. Do those people need to be able to schedule that call on your availability? Yes. Oh, you mean booking appointments? Well, okay, I guess so, right? You know, like,
yeah, right.
So, and every other situation when people like that are doing, you know, scheduling something, normally you see it happen via calendar sharing and or just email, right? Hey, are you free on Tuesday at 10? Yeah, I'm free at Tuesday at 10. I'm not free at Tuesday at 10, I'm free at Tuesday at 11. But when you're selling your time, right, then by all means, you need to be able to manage your availability against something else. And that's the other, and I'm sure we'll talk about tricky spots, but
yeah.
Remind me, right, to talk about calendar availability, because it's, if you're not full-time booking appointments, you know, like, again, if you're a spa, if you run a spa, all you're doing all day long is booking appointments. The only thing that blocks your schedule is another booked appointment.
Right.
But if you're not in that business, if you're in any other business and then you want to sell your time, you're going to have to think about how to manage calendars.
Okay. So this is primarily for people who are selling their time. Is that what you're thinking?
It's a good part. Now, it can also be,
yeah.
People who sell tours, people who do dog walking services. I mean, there's a lot of places where a store builder who's working with a client may discover they need appointment booking. But the nuance, the place where I think it's more interesting is when store builders aren't prepared for it, right? Like if someone shows up and says, I have a spa, I do physical massage, or I take dogs for walks. All of those you think, oh, you're going to need a booking calendar. But when someone's talking to you about, I want to build an online course, you're not thinking, or someone says, I want to build an online membership, you're not thinking appointment booking. And then suddenly it comes at you from the side and they're like, oh, I want to sell my time. And you go, okay, now we got to figure out how do we build an appointment booking solution while I'm building everything else, right?
Okay, right. So when we talk about this, is this kind of like a one size fits all thing? Is there kind of a mass solution, or how specific do people need to get when they think about this?
I will tell you, you wish it were just one solution, right? Like in the old days when there's a bunch of SaaS products that have been out for probably 10 years now that all do regular booking appointments, right? And they all chase the professional appointment booking businesses, right? So, oh, you do math tutoring, oh, you do dog walking, oh, you do even hair salons, right? Like, you know, it's because that's all they do, right? Like just book. So there were a load of SaaS companies in the last 10 years that popped up and you go evaluating them. But when you get into the space that the store builders we're talking about are involved and they're building online solutions and they're building a course, they're building a membership, they're building something, and then someone throws in the I want to add this piece.
Mm-hmm.
They're not just trying to book a slot, right? It's not like a tour, right? If you were selling tours of, you know, whatever regional area you're in, right? Oh, we do a Houston tour, we take you around in a bus. It's one every hour, right? 11, 12, 1, 2. And that's it. You just book it, collect money, and then you have a roster of who's showing up. But in the world that we're living in, right? If you're building an online store, you're building, you know, something that is a membership, an LMS, anything like that, and someone says, oh, I'd like to book a coaching call. Well, then you start getting into these other one-offs like, will the people who are booking you need to upload files? Oh yeah, they got to turn in their homework. How was I supposed to get that, right? Like I'm not like, so all of a sudden uploading files is a thing, right?
Yeah.
You go, okay. You're like, oh, wait. I got to collect 5 more pieces of data. Oh, so additional data fields is a thing. And you go, yeah, I need that. Well, okay, well, that's not the standard, right? And you go, what else? Well, I'm going to need to send them, because of regulatory compliance, I need to send them invoices. So I need to generate a PDF and send it back to them after they pay. Oh, it's not, right? And so as a store builder, if you haven't prepped your questions, right? If you haven't thought through, what do I have to ask? Do you need to send invoices? Do you need to let people upload files? What payment gateway are you using, right? Because we all just go, oh yeah, I can get you something. I can plug something in. And then they're like, yeah, but I don't use Stripe. You don't use Stripe? Okay, so now I have to go looking at what payment gateways do you use? Well, I use 2Checkout, or I use Authorize.net, or I use PayPal. And you're like, okay, let me go make sure that whatever software I was thinking of using. So the store builder has to come into it knowing that they have questions to ask.
Yeah.
So that they can get a handle on what am I trying to build?
Right. Right. Okay. So just to kind of stitch that up real quickly, what questions does a store builder need to ask when they're looking for booking solutions?
Yep. One of the ones we often forget is, will you need coupons?
Okay.
Because if you're building a store, you know, you use coupons. If you're building a booking appointment solution, you may never use a coupon. But suddenly, if you're booking that ability to sell your time in with the rest of what you're doing online, maybe you're selling digital downloads, you're selling something else, and they're used to coupons, a merchant is not going to be like, oh, but I can't use a coupon on that. They're going to be like, yeah, I want to use a coupon.
Yeah.
Right? So you need to ask about coupons. You need to ask all the stuff we talked about before, invoicing and files and payment gateways. You want to add coupons to it. You want to talk about custom fields, right? We talked about what other data do you have to collect? And then you want to know, do I need to support repeatable processes, right? Like recurring bookings, right? For lack of a better term. Because what if I'm coaching and I coach Wednesdays at 2, right? Your slot is one. So now I got to book the next 4 Wednesdays at 2 or the next 6 Wednesdays at 2, right? So those are all questions. And then, of course, does this solution integrate with everything else? Now, there's a lot of platforms we could talk about. There's a bunch of SaaS platforms that just don't let you do this, right? So that's the hard part, right? You. The first question you have to ask is, hey, on the platform that we're building the store on, right? If I'm building on Shopify and Shopify doesn't do appointments, or rather, if I'm building on Wix and Wix doesn't do appointments, am I just going to put a link to a whole nother solution and then run it all over there? And that's what most people do. until, again, the merchant comes back to the store builder and says, yeah, but they're a customer over there, but they're not a customer over here. So when they come to my store and they're not a customer, then it asks them to log in and they think they have a login, but they don't have a login. And then if they go to the other one, like one of the appointment SaaS, then they do have an account over there. And this is really frustrating. You go, yes, I understand.
Yeah. Right.
So often I work with a lot of customers that are working in WooCommerce. And the first thing we've got to figure out is if you're using WooCommerce as a store platform, can I make sure that whatever appointment solution I'm using also works with WooCommerce so that it's a single unified customer, right? That customer doesn't want to enter their customer details, contact details, payment details in what they feel is one system, but engineering-wise is two, right? So regardless of which platform you're looking at, you want to make sure that, okay, this will integrate with the base store solution that the store builder is working with.
Okay. It sounds like you're talking about like creating templates for these calls, like a repeatable template that has all this stuff stored in it.
You may, right?
Okay. Like
So some people you will create a physical service, right? And the service has, it's 1 hour and it costs $60. And in order to book it, I have to be free 30 minutes before and 30 minutes after. And I need 24 hours notice before you book it. So that starts shaping what's available, right? Looking in your calendar. And then they click it, they pay, and it's templatized and it's easy and it's booked done. Other times you get into this, well, what if it's variable, right? Like what if I say, well, you can pick, right? I get a massage on Wednesday afternoons. I may book it myself personally. I may book it for an hour every week, but they're like, you can book it for 30 minutes, an hour and a half, 2 hours, right? So I swear to God, if they had me there for 2 hours, I'd just be asleep. But that's variable time, right? And so depending on the variable time, it's going to change the price. And so then you start getting into, okay, it's not as templatized. There's going to be variability to it. And I need to be able to build that in. The customer I was talking to 2 weeks ago said, this just can't be this hard, right? Like this should be a lot easier. And I was like, it is this hard. Like this is the nature of the beast, because she was building a membership. She was also building a courseware, right? So she had, it was an e-commerce platform where you bought access to protected content. You bought access to protected courses and you bought access to bookable hours of time for one-on-one calls. And they all had to function in one platform, right? And so you're trying to build this thing. So there's one consolidated user. And so it gets tricky.
Yeah, right. Okay. Can you give us a sense of like, what are the options out there, just kind of across the field, and then what might be best for store builders?
Yeah. So I think there are a lot of places, there are a lot of solutions out there. If we're talking about WooCommerce, which I'll restrict the options for today, we're talking about WooCommerce. WooCommerce has its own product called WooCommerce Bookings. That is definitely one of the solutions out there. It can be a little pricey, but if it's your core of your business, then it'll make sense. And it does some integrations into, you know, some of the things you need it to do. But as a store builder, that doesn't worry you. It has all the hooks you need to build out the rest, right? So that's one of them. Another one is booking an appointment for WooCommerce, booking appointments for WooCommerce by Tyche Software.
Okay.
And my sense is it's a more robust solution, a lot more options and several add-ons that allow you to do more stuff with it. So a store builder can just configure it and get going. But one of my favorites is one called Bookly. Bookly is a free plugin. I think the baseline is free, and then you pay for Bookly Pro, and then you pay for all the add-ons. And they have made it so every single feature you want separately is an add-on. So you don't have to buy one big piece of software. You can buy lots of little pieces. So if you don't need taxes, then you don't buy the taxes. But if you do need invoices, then you buy the invoices.
Okay.
And so it's one of my favorites in this space, and it integrates with WooCommerce. So again, all these do, but this one does well. And so you can sell your time that way.
Okay, great. So let's talk about the problems here. Where does calendars and bookings, where does this all get tricky and complicated?
Yeah. So again, if you're a store builder and you're working with a merchant and the merchant is selling their time full time, then it's really easy. Most of these pieces of software function this way, where they say, show us what available hours you have. And it's like, I start every day at 8, I end every day at 5. These are my hours, Monday through Friday. Oh, Thursday afternoons, I take off. So, you know, mark that section as busy. And then the rest is free game, right? And so you go into the software and you configure, right? The store builder will configure what is available. And then once it's kind of set it and forget it, you move on, right? But that's not the case if someone is saying, oh, well, I run this program and if you want to book a call, you can book a call, right? And you go, yeah, but okay, so when are your available hours? And they're like, whenever I'm available. Well, in that model, you can't go into the software and say, I'm available Tuesdays and Thursdays from 12 to 4, right? You have to integrate your calendar with their calendaring so that their calendaring will only show a prospect the availability based on their own calendar, right? And that gets tricky. And a lot of times you find that those plugins don't do that very well. They're very good at standard blocks of available time. It's a lot harder to integrate a booking engine with your calendar, which also is changing all the time, right? So I have a personal calendar, right? And my personal / corporate calendar. And that corporate calendar has all my meetings. Now imagine I want to sell an hour of my time. You cannot sell an hour when I'm in a business meeting. That's my day job. I can't mess with that. So you can book the times when I'm available and not on a business call. Well, okay, that means that the booking engine has to look at my corporate calendar all the time, find slots that are available, again, 24 hours in advance with 15 minutes on either side, whatever my settings are, and show those as available to someone who wants to book it, right? Bookly does that through an integration back to Google Calendars, right? And I can connect it to my Google Calendar and have it look at that. Not all the rest do that, or some of them do it and it's super complicated. But that's where it gets tricky, is you're overlaying, right? If you're a store builder, you're trying to integrate a booking engine with your own customer, the merchant's calendar, to show what's available. Then it gets even trickier, because what if it's not one person, right? Again, the client that I was working with, they're not the only coach. They have three coaches. So now when you're going to book what's available, you have to look at three different people's calendars to make sure that any one of them is free. And you have to give the customer the option that says, do you want the first available coach or do you always want to work with Mina, right? And if you always want to work with Mina, got to look at Mina's calendar, right? And so, like I said, that's where it gets a little more complicated, because it is not just, okay, plug in certain hours, make that always available, and then good luck.
Okay. So that coordination piece becomes part of the store builder's job. It's not just setting up the app and walking away.
That's right.
Oh, okay. Okay. Any advice on how to kind of facilitate that communication, you know, outside of the tech? Like how do you get everyone to work together on this?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest deal is having the conversation early, right?
Okay.
So we've talked about this forever on the podcast, is a store builder's job is not just defined as what the store builder says their job is, right? A store builder's job is ultimately shaped by what the customer or the merchant thinks and what the customer or merchant expects and what you agree to do with that customer and merchant. And so if I'm asking the questions early on, then if I realize I'm going to have to do this, I'm definitely putting it in the quote. And then once it's in the quote, then it's my job to coordinate getting all the people on a call, sitting down, having the meeting, et cetera. Of course, these days with Zoom, normally what happens is I get on the call with one person, we record the call, and then they send it out to all the other people so that they can all go, oh, I see what he's asking. I get what he's talking about. Okay, I can answer his questions and send him an email, right? But there have been times where you're like, nope, I got to book a meeting where all of us get together and we walk through. This is how it's going to work, and this is what you need to tell me so that we can get this configured.
Okay, great. Chris, that was great. Thank you so much for sharing this week.
Awesome. Take care.
See ya.
All right, folks, there you have it. That wraps up my conversation with Chris Lemma. He shared a ton of valuable insights and advice today on the unexpected benefits of appointment booking services. We also shared some tools and resources, which will all be linked up in the show notes. I hope you enjoyed our conversation. Please consider subscribing, sharing with a friend, or leaving us a review in your favorite podcast directory.
Until next time, best of luck in all that you do, and we'll look forward to seeing you on the next episode of the Store Builders Podcast.